Sarah Perry 啊，你们看到她有一个非常有感染力的笑容 ，She has a very contagious smile. But you'll find out later she has a very beautiful voice also. 她有一个非常有感染力的笑容，她会有美妙的歌喉。待会她会为我们写首诗啊。我想先介绍一下我跟 Sarah 是怎么认识的。First, I'd like to tell everybody a story how I got to know Sarah. 我怎么认识她的？24 years ago, 24年以前 that's in 86, I just arrived at the campus of Ohio State. 建学也是 Ohio State 毕业的是吧？今天两位翻译都是 Ohio State 毕业的。那是去读博士。Just like a few months after arrived in campus, I was crossing the Oval Mall. Do you remember Oval Mall? 在 Ohio State 有一大片草坪，最有名的叫椭圆形的草地 ，and I saw a big sign there. I saw a young lady holding a sign, and it wrote, "Join Bible study and win a bike." 参加我们的圣经学习，你可以赢辆自行车。哎呦，我那时候每天走路上学，我说，我需要辆自行车，所以 ，so I just went up there.Just sign up my name there and put my telephone number on her list. She, you know, still have that beautiful smile. Just like within a week, we had a knock on our door. Sarah and her husband Glenn Perry, 他 knocked on 就敲我们家的 apartment 门，就一进来就看 Glenn 就扛了一本圣经，然后跟 Sarah 来就来。探访我们了，然后就下来就跟我们讲 Bible 的事情。我当时没有太听懂了 ，I didn't understand much. But ever since then, we became very good friends. 就 Sarah gave me so many my life's first. 我生活中的很多的第一都是 Sarah 给我的。就第一个 Bible study, first Bible study she gave me. She and her husband Glenn gave me, and the first yogurt.First yogurt, Sarah took me to a little shop. She bought me a yogurt. I still remember. I was like, oh, such a, it just looks so fancy, everything. So it must be very expensive. So I was very grateful. 然后 first Christmas, my first Christmas was spent at Sarah's parents' house, which is, at that time, you know, she and her husband were like missionaries in Ohio State, you know, were mostly in the student ministry. But her family is in Lexington, Kentucky. So, 那个他们家里在 Lexington, 所以那个冬天 the first Christmas, you know, when we foreign students felt all foreign or alone at home, Sarah and Glenn invited us to her parents' house in Lexington, Kentucky. So my first Christmas was spent at Sarah's parents' house. 在那边 I visited first church, her dad's church. Sarah's dad is a pastor. Sarah 她爸爸是个牧师，所以我第一个教会就是去了她爸爸的教会。所以 my first, 然后呢我去了 Sarah 的他们父母的家。That's my first day at an American family's house. 然后 also,Over there in the Christmas, second day on Christmas, I went to an ice skating rink. So, you took me to ice skating rink. I fell all over the place. So, 第一次滑冰也是他们在圣诞节第二天带我们去的。所以 just a lot of great memories. So, a few slides. I can see the first slide. 这个是My first visit to a mall. 我第一次去一个购物中心啊，张牧师说你真是土得掉渣了。所以第一次去一个 mall, 好，这是，然后这是Sarah's dad. I was at Sarah's dad's office. She had all kinds of souvenirs from all over the world when he went as a missionary. And he has a big collection of Bibles, all kinds of versions, all kinds of languages. That's why.Me and Pastor Zhang are having, you know, are collecting Bibles. So next, so this is my first stay at American house. I took it because, oh, I was like, it's such a beautiful bedroom. So I took a picture of the bedroom before we mess up the bed. Okay, next. So this is me and with Sarah's first baby, and that's Glenn. That's Sarah's husband and Sarah's niece, Heather. Uh-huh. Yeah, Heather. So I was so young back then. It was for the same age as Xiaoxue. Okay, this is at the rehearsal dinner before me and Pastor John's wedding. So the night before the wedding. So rehearsal dinner. So Aaron's 5 year old. So next thing. This is Sarah as my the bride's representative, and that's you don't know who this is. Pastor John's best man, Li Lu. Li Lu is the best man for wedding. And next Sarah's husband Glenn was the representative, you know, father's representative for me at the wedding. Okay, so here it is. Okay, so now Sarah is going to offer a praise song for us.
Should I say one more thing?
Oh, one more thing.
She was telling all the good memories that she had, and we did have, I do remember that ice skating moment was fun. But when we, the funniest thing that I remember that trained me for life was going driving with her. I was teaching her how to drive.
最有意思的事情就是他教我开车，他说我刚刚都说了一些美好的记忆，但是还有一些 accident， 有一些事故，我没有提，就是。Yes,
yes. Then she was doing quite well.
我在停车场里面开的不错。Yeah,
in the parking lot, she was doing quite well. And I was so proud of her, and I thought was my help, you know. I said.
我很自豪，我觉得我教他教的不错。
So I said, let's go out on the street where the traffic lights are.
And
I
see Shannon shaking. Yes,
yeah, so that was our mistake. So, but we did have a little accident, but that's all right. We managed to learn through that experience. I have never tried to teach anyone to drive since then.
从那以后，我发誓我再不教任何人开车了。因为在那边。 到了一个地方，好像开错了，开错猜错了道。他说你开错道了，你得往后倒。结果呢，我那个是手动车，stick shift，stick shift。我就是应该踩刹车，我就踩了油门。I should hit the brake, but hit the accelerator, and then back and hit the car behind me. So I have a big dent on my bumper. So.
Yes, we have lots of memories together.
我有很多。 That's a fun memory also. Okay, so
All right. Here
you are.
This in English, and hopefully these, especially all this song is like a testimony of my life, but especially in the last few years, the Lord has really brought himself closer to me. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, the gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. For I am till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand.
There may be a few different verses along those lines.
我可能讲的经文和这有点不一样。
There are, we were trying to shorten it just a little bit. But the Lord has been working the word of hope in my life. I'll give you a personal experience, but we'll start first with God's word, Jeremiah
18.
The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Arise and go down to the potter's house.
起来到杨匠的家里去,
and there I shall announce my words to you.
那里我会把我的话晓谕给你。
Then I went down to the potter's house.
然后我就去了姚匠的家,
and there he was.
姚匠在那里,
making something on the wheel.
在姚匠的转轮上在做一个东西。
But the vessel that he was making of clay,
他用泥做的那个器皿,
was spoiled in the hand of the potter.
就做坏了。So
he remade it into another vessel.
他用这个做坏的泥又做了另外一个器皿,
as it pleased the potter to make.
他姚匠想怎么做，他就怎么做。Then
the word of the Lord came to me saying,
神的话临到我说,
Can I not, O house of Israel,
以色列家呀,
deal with you as this potter does?
对待你们就像这个窑匠对到这个泥吗?
Declares the Lord, for behold, like clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand.
你们要注意听,这个泥在我手上怎么样,你们在我手上就怎么样。
Many times in life, you may have been like me.
在很多时候你可能有我相似的经历。We
feel like our life is spinning out of control, like a potter's wheel.
我们发现我们的生活好像就失控, 就好像在摇匠这个轮盘上的泥一样。
My parents used to live close to a potter's house, and I would watch that potter work.
我父母以前住在离一个窑匠很近的地方，我以前就去看这个窑匠怎么做陶器。Using
lots of water to form and shape.
用很多的水，这样再来把这个器皿做成型。And
if he didn't like what he was creating, he'd smash it and begin again.
如果他做出来东西不满意，他就把它弄碎了。
And I felt like that in my life sometimes.
我觉得我的生活有时候也这样，这个过程。
There was one time, a few years back, my husband and I were working on the interior of a home.
几年以前，我丈夫和我在装修我们的房子。
He had worked for months, doing the bedrooms upstairs and the bathroom and the living room, but had not completed the kitchen.
他花了好几个月装修楼上的卧室和厕所，但是他的厨房还没装修完。
But the kitchen, the dining area, there were a lot of things that were incomplete.
这个厨房和餐厅很多地方都没完成。
But after a few months, my family all wanted to be together.
几个月以后，我们全家都想在一起。
My children and I were living with my parents an hour away.
在装修的时候，我和我的孩子就住在离家大概一个小时以外的父母家里。
At that time, my son is now 16, nearly 16, but he was 2.
那个时候我儿子现在16岁，那时候只有两岁。
And he would pick up the drywall dust that was still in corners and throw it in the air.
他那时候就回到家，他就会把那个石灰板的那个灰啊扔在空中啊，就玩。
It was a mess.
就是非常乱。
I was also trying to homeschool my daughter, who was in fourth grade.
那时候我也在家里给我女儿上课，那时候上四年级的课。
And we didn't have the kitchen table, a place for the kitchen table.
我们平时是用厨房餐厅里的那个桌子，那时候就用不了了。
The kitchen sink had a stick holding it up and had paint stains all over it.
那时候厨房的水池是靠一个木棒支着的，然后这个水池上全是油漆粘在上面。
So we would eat with plastic ware and sometimes wouldn't throw it out.
我们那时候就用塑料的碗儿盘儿吃饭。
So I'd wash it in the bathroom upstairs.
我要洗碗什么，我得到楼上的厕所里去洗。
And cook in the living room.
吃饭烧饭呢就要在客厅里烧饭。
It was crazy. It was a spinning time.
那时候就是都乱了。
Well, I'm a very patient person.
平时我是非常有耐心的。
That lasted for just so long.
但是我也就维持了那么多时间，我就到了极限。
My husband was working from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, very hard, on construction outside of the home.
我丈夫从七点到从八点到晚上七点，在一个建筑公司工作。
So I didn't want to bother him and nag him about my needs right there in the house.
So 他回到家，我就不想再啰嗦，叫他赶紧完成家里的这个装修工作。
But enough is enough, right, ladies?
但到时候我就到了极限。
I'd reached my limit.
我就受不了了。
And I stood at the kitchen sink, of course, with all the paint stains all over it.
那天我就站在我的厨房里面，看到那个非常恶心，上面都有漆的这个水池。
Tears started streaming down my face.
这个眼泪刷的就流了下来。
I said, Lord, I don't know how much longer. I can't take this anymore.
我就说神啊，我再受不了了。
I need order in my life.
我需要我的生活有秩序。
And I think I've got a plan, and I started thinking my way of hope.
那时候我就开始动脑筋，我现在我就计划。
I'll escape.
我要逃跑。
So I started to plan how I would leave.
那时候我就开始慢慢计划，我怎么样能够从这家逃出去。
I thought, well, I'll let my daughter go be with a nice, safe family friend.
我会让我的女儿跟一家比较可靠的朋友待在一块儿。
And I would go take my 2-year-old, and we would go escape to the nearest biggest city where we could run to.
我会带着我两岁的儿子逃到一个比较近的一个大城市里去。
Now that was my emotional reaction. I was not being led by the Spirit.
这是我自己的血气，我不是这个不是靠圣灵带领的。
But God, right?
但是主啊。
As I was thinking those thoughts, the phone rang.
就是当我在这个策划的时候，电话铃响了。
A friend called who was a very light-hearted friend.
我一个朋友就打电话来了，那个朋友平时都是 非常随和的一个人。
She could tell I was crying.
她听出来我在哭。
And she started getting me to laugh.
她就逗我笑。
And that at least threw me off for a little bit until everyone came home.
这个至少让我的这个转移我的注意力，直到全家人都回来。
So I decided at that point that I would wait before I ran out and escaped.
那时候我想，我还是等一等吧，待会儿再逃。
I would let the Lord have the final word.
我想我还是让神讲最后的那句话。
And of course, that's always the that can be comical.
这个神的决定有的时候是很幽默的。
When you're trying to do something wrong, but you should always allow the Lord to have the final word.
有的时候我们做错事情，但是我们还是要让神说最后一句话。
So everyone had gone to bed.
就每个人都睡觉了。
I stayed up with my prayer journal.
我就捧着我的祷告日志。
And wrote all the cries of my heart to the Lord.
所以我把我心中所有的烦恼都倾诉在我的祷告日志上面。
How I longed for order, how I longed for hope in my family so we could bring people to entertain in my home.
我就把我怎么样的心愿，我希望家里就能够很快的整齐起来，我可以把朋友邀请到家里来，来一起聚会。
So I just poured out all my heart into the Lord in this journal.
所以我就在我的祷告日志上把我所有的心思都倾诉给神听。
And then I was quiet.
然后我就安静了下来。
And I looked to the Lord and I said, Lord, I will be still. And I will be silent.
我跟神说，我会不说话。
Until you speak to me, you speak to me.
直到你向我说话。
I waited for about, it was less than 5 minutes.
我等了大约有不到5分钟。
And I heard Jeremiah 18.
然后我就听到了神给我这个耶利米书18章。
I was a little nervous when I first heard that.
我听到那个时候一下有点紧张。Because
I know Jeremiah was the weeping prophet, so I was a little nervous about that. And I wasn't sure what Jeremiah 18 was.
我知道耶利米书是所谓的哀歌的书，我不知道那个到底是什么意思。So,
as I began to read, it began to break me. I thought, Lord, here I want my house to change. But there's something in me that's not ready to change.
我开始读耶利米书的时候，我就发现我的心就被击碎了。
I want to be clay in your hand, O Lord.
我说神啊，我愿意成为你手中的泥。And
I said, if you just give me enough patience, and give my husband the grace and the strength to complete the job.
给我丈夫恩典和力量，让他很快的完成在家里的装修工作。I
will keep my mouth shut and trust in you.
我就不会再说一句话，不会再啰嗦，我要完全的信靠你。The
Lord heard that prayer.
神垂听了我的祷告。
Through that, of course, when I first heard that word,
当我刚刚听到神的这个话的时候,
I just wept.
我就流下了眼泪。
It was a breaking point. It was a good thing. It was a good weeping.
对我来说，这是一个转折点。God
was changing my life.
神改变了我的生活，改变了我的生命。I
was able to rest and lean into His arms.
我就这样能够完全的信靠神，躺在神的怀抱里。And
just say, Lord, whenever you want the house done, that's fine. But
我跟神说，你爱什么时候把这个装修工作做完，那就什么时候吧。
But work on me.
求你在我身上首先做工作。Make
me a pleasing vessel in your hand.
让我成为一个你喜悦的器皿。From
that moment on, as I sat back and watched, within 2 weeks my house was completed, and I never said a thing.
那以后，就两个星期以内，我都没说什么，这个装修工作就全完成了。
It seemed like all of a sudden he had more strength to come home and do things. We work together.
我先生一下子就看着很又恢复了力量， 我们就一起做。
The moral of the story is God wants us to put our hope in Him.
这个经历就要告诉我们， 我们要完全的仰望神。
No matter what we go through, even if it seems unjust,
无论我们碰到什么时候， 有的时候甚至是觉得很不公平， 我们都要仰望神。
If we will lean hard into His everlasting arms,
我们如果能够完全的依靠神， 依靠他的大的膀臂，
He gives us the strength to endure.
他会给我们力量来忍受忍耐一切的事情。
And in the process, He makes a lovely vessel for Himself.
在这过程中， 他神会塑造一个合他心意的器皿。
Romans 15:13.
Romans 15:13.
Romans 15:13 has been my life verse the last 2 years.
罗马书15章是我生命中的一个非常重要的一段经文。
Now may the God of hope,
愿使人有盼望的神,
fill you with all joy and peace in believing,
因着信将诸般的喜乐和平安,
that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit,
充满你的心, 使你们藉着圣灵, 大有能力, 大有盼望。
Think of those words. The very first word is now.
我们来看一下这个神的话。 第一个字说现在。
He wants us to have hope in Him, not in the by and by.
他不是叫我们在将来有盼望, 而是现在就有盼望。
But hope and expectations, our hope and our comfort, our expectation is in Him.
我们的盼望是在他里面。
He is the God of hope, not mere optimism.
这个盼望不是空虚的乐观。
Not just wishful thinking. Oh, I wish this would happen.
不是我们自己想当然，就我们自己的这个愿望。
But true, abiding hope.
是真实的，完完全全的在神里面的仰望。
Hope comes from Him alone, if He's the God of hope.
我们要单单的仰望神, 因为他是盼望的神, 赐我们盼望的神。
Then if you need hope, you go to Him.
如果你需要有盼望, 你就到神那里去。
We know He's a God of love, and we run to Him for love.
我们知道神是爱的神, 我们到他那儿去, 寻找爱。
But there are times in our life we must run to Him also for hope.
但是很多时候我们要到神那儿去寻找盼望。
But the great thing is He doesn't, in this verse it says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace.
这个经文里面说, 让赐盼望给我们的神, 赐给你平安和喜乐。
In believing,
是靠的信。
Not that we, that we may also abound in hope.
不仅我们要紧紧地仰望神, 紧紧地有这个盼望。
That just doesn't mean just taking a little bit here when we need it, but abounding, abounding enough to give away.
不是说我们就依赖一点点, 而且是我们要完完全全地去拥抱这个盼望, 我们可以 自己有了盼望,
and that this abounding hope would not come from us.
这样的大盼望不是从我们里面来的。
But it comes from the power of the Holy Spirit.
那是从圣灵的能力来的。
Now, as you go through the toughest times in your life,
当你经历生活中最困难的时候,
even the last year, I've had moments when hopelessness looks me right in the face and glares at me.
但在去年,
if it was not for the God of hope.
如果没有这个赐盼望的神,
I would not be here.
我今天就不会站在这儿。
In September, I wrote in my prayer journal again.
在今年九月份的时候，我在我的祷告日中写到，跟祷告日志中写到。
I said, God, you're the God of hope and my restoration.
神啊，你是赐盼望的神，你是重新让我们重新得力的神。
I said, I haven't heard from Jan Tan in a long time.
我很久没听到杰恩的消息了。
Please let me see her again. Restore friendships and relationships.
让我能够再见到她，我们能够重新啊、重新就重温我们的友谊。
In 2 weeks, she called me.
两个星期以后，我杰恩就给她打了电话，给我打了电话。
God hears when we ask, so ask.
我们向神祈求的时候，神会听到我们的祈求。
If you need more hope, ask.
如果你需要更多的盼望，你就向神祈求。
He wants to cause you to abound in Him.
他需要你，他想要你能够完全的仰望他。
The last verse is Psalms 31:24.
最后一个经节是诗篇三十一篇。
Be strong. Be strong and let your heart take courage.
你们要壮胆，要坚固你们的心。
All you who hope in the Lord,
仿仰望耶和华的人都要壮胆，都要坚固你们的心。
谢谢 ，Thank you very much. It's been a privilege
谢谢
to be here.
Now, good morning.
I learned a new phrase, 圣诞快乐
，Merry Christmas.I'm doing a reverse translation.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, let's keep going with this. That's as far as I know. Let me start in prayer.
我们先来祷告。
God, we approach you now.
神啊，我们来接近你。
You are our Father, our King, and our Counselor.
你是我们的天父，你是啊，你是王，你是我们的安慰者。
We owe you everything.
我们欠了一切的。
And we thank you for that.
我们感谢你。
Take this time this morning,
用今天早上这个时间
as our praise to you.
我们单单来到你的面前。
I pray that you give me the words to say.
我求你来把你要说的话放在我的嘴中。
And everybody here that ears to hear.
也让在座的每一个都来听你的。
Whatever beautiful message it is that you want to deliver.
不管什么样漂亮的信息，你要让我们听到。
In your son's beautiful name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so real quick, I was telling the kids that our relationship is not ending, it's just changing and developing.
很快的我就告诉了我们的这个青少年，我们的关系并没有结束，只是这个安排改变了一下。
I'll be down in Lynchburg full time, but I'm going to come back and visit.
我准备到在那个学校全日子，但是我经常会回来看你们。
I definitely want to see the new building.
我绝对想看新的教会。
So I'm bummed that I missed it by a week.
我肯定要回来看。
So I was thinking today, what should my final message be?
我就在想，我今天最后应该讲什么。
And there was really only one thing that kept coming clear to me.
就是有一点，就是不断的来到我的脑中。
And I wanted to paint a picture of where the youth group is at.
我就想给你画一幅画，就是现在我们的教会的青少年属灵的处境在什么位置。
So you guys know where your responsibilities lie.
那你们做父母亲的，你知道责任在什么地方？
There's a verse in Proverbs 22:6.
箴言书二十二章第六节。
That sums this up nicely.
就概括了一下。
It says, "Train a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it."
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
So I want to tell you where they're at, so you know how to train them.
我就想告诉你，他们现在属灵的处境在什么地方，你可以训练他们。
Another great passage is Acts 17.
另外一段经文我想跟大家分享的就是《使徒行传》十七章。
And we're not going to read the whole thing. Let me paint the context.
我们不准备这个读这段经文，也很长。
Paul is walking around in Athens.
保罗在那个雅典走来走去。
And Athens was a very religious and philosophical city.
雅典是非常宗教的，这个而且是哲学性很强的。
And he wanted to share the gospel with them.
他想把福音传到那里去。
And he knew that he had to reach them on their level.
他知道一定要达到他们的程度。
So let's read just verses 22 and 23. We can get an example of that.
我们看看 22节、24节。
I'll read the first two and then you can go. So Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription to an unknown God. Now what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you.
22节, 保罗站在亚略巴谷当中说, 众位雅典人啊, 我看你们凡事, 很敬畏鬼神，我游行的时候，观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着未施之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。So
Paul has said elsewhere that we should be all things to all people.
保罗就是说，我们应该是把所有的事情都是所有的人。So
when you're reaching teenagers, you need to become a teenager.
当你 要去那个跟青少年传福音的时候，你必须成为青少年。
Or at least paint a picture that they're going to understand.
至少你画的那幅画，他们可以看得懂。
So over the last 2 years, there's three analogies that our youth group really likes.
过去两年当中呢，我们用了这个三个比喻。
So what I'm going to do is we don't have time to go into the full detail.
我们不可能详细的讲每个比喻。
I'm just going to highlight each of the three briefly.
我就把它简单的给它总结一下给大家。
And then you guys can ask the youth to elaborate on the details.
你们回家可以问你们自己的青少年，问叫他们详细的讲给你们听。
So the first analogy we call the bridge analogy.
第一个是桥的比喻。
And in the bridge analogy, we have the imperfect earth.
在这个桥的比喻当中，我们看到这个地球是不完全。
And then we have this perfect heaven.
我们看到有一个完全的这个天堂。
And the gap between the two is infinite.
在这个之间呢。 是无限的。
There is nothing anybody can do to cross that gap.
没有人可以做任何事情可以跨越这个鸿沟。
Any good works that you do, most people consider good works as a bridge, and you do good works and you start building that bridge.
很多人都觉得你可以自己做很多事情来造这座桥。
You can't do enough good works and you can't build a long enough bridge.
但是你不可能做好的足够或者是造足够长的这座桥来跨越这个鸿沟。
So to be a Christian, to get saved, well, let me say this. So what Christ did was Christ on the cross built that bridge.
那耶稣基督在十字架上为我们钉死在十字架上就是造了这座桥。
And so to get saved, to accept Christ means to step on that bridge.
那你要得救的话，要接受耶稣基督的话，就等于你走到这座桥上。
It's the trust that His bridge is going to take you home.
这就是你信任他，耶稣基督这座桥可以带你到天堂。
And we talk about in faith, there's two terms, salvation and sanctification.
那我们讲了有两个概念, 第一个就是救恩, 另外一个概念就是成圣。
Salvation is getting your ticket into heaven.
这个得救恩的话呢, 就是让你拿到去天国的这个张票。
Sanctification is going further in your faith.
这个成圣呢, 就是让你在这个信仰当中呢, 走得更远。
To give Sarah's example, getting saved is all of a sudden you become clay.
得救呢, 就是你成为这个泥。
Getting sanctified is letting God really begin to shape that clay.
那成圣的话呢，就是刚才讲的那个比喻里面，真是让神做陶匠，把这个泥呢塑成他喜悦的这个器皿。
Getting saved is feeling relief that you're going to heaven when you die.
这个得救的话呢，让你得到完全的释放，就是你死的时候你可以到天国去。
And that maturing is that hope and joy that she was talking about.
但是如果你成熟的话呢，就是你可以得到喜悦，得到完全的喜悦。
So in the bridge analogy, getting saved is stepping on the cross.
那这个桥的比喻当中呢，就是得救，就是你走到耶稣基督这个桥上。
And then really becoming more Christ-like is walking further up that bridge.
但是你在这个桥上走的话，越走得更远的时候呢，就是你更像耶稣基督。
The second analogy is a car analogy, which is fitting.
第二个比喻是车的比喻。
And so in the car analogy, you are the car.
这个车的比喻呢，就是你就是车。
And life, are the, life represents the roads, or roads represent the life.
这个生命呢，我们的生活呢，就是像在路上开车。
At the end of life, there's a toll booth.
在这个终点呢，这个有一个收费站。
And you have to pay that toll to get into heaven.
你必须付这个收费站付费，你才能进到天国。
And that toll is a diamond-encrusted, silver-lined gold coin.
这个付的这个费呢，就是必须是。 钻石镶嵌的，然后银镀边的这个金的这个银币金币啊，是个
That costs $900 trillion.
要你必须要付90亿。
So nobody can. Nobody can earn their way in.
没有人，你可以赚到这样的这个费用，赚到这个金币。
Jesus walks around with a bag full of these coins.
但是耶稣基督就在那里带了一袋这样的金币。
And anybody who commits to him, he'll give you that one.
如果你信任他，他就给你一个。
But you have to invite him into your car.
你必须邀请他到你的车里。
You can't put your hand out the window and say, hey, give me.
你不能伸个手出去到车窗说，哎，给我一个，给我一个。
So to become a Christian, to accept Christ, is to invite Jesus into your car.
这个车的比喻当中呢，就成为基督徒呢，就是把耶稣基督邀请到你的车上来。
And so at the toll booth called death,
在这个收费站，这个收费站的名字叫死亡。
He'll drop that coin in.
他就会把这个金币给你扔进去。
In this analogy, to go further in your faith,
那如果你在信仰当中走得更远的话呢？
Is to let him drive the car.
那就是让他来开你这个车。
So there's times when we as Christians we have Jesus in the back seat.
那我们很多基督徒呢，我们让耶稣基督坐在后座。
He's our Savior.
他是我们的救主。
But we're still in control.
但是我们还在控制我们这个车。
Sometimes we have those days where we put him in the trunk.
啊，我们还有时候会把耶稣基督关到这个车厢里面去。
I had 10 years of that in my 20s.
我有十年时间就是让耶稣基督在后盖里面。
So as you lean more on Christ as you get more in awe of who he is.
如果你更靠近耶稣基督，那你更接近他。
And you eventually bring him to the front seat.
你最后就慢慢邀请他到坐到前座来。
And then when it finally dawns on you.
那最后你想通了。
That he's a better driver than you are.
他开得比你更开得更好。
You'll let him drive.
那你让他来开这个车。
So that's the second analogy.
这个是第二个比喻。
The third analogy, the final one is called.
第三个比喻也是最后一个比喻。
The boat analogy.
就是船的比喻。
There's a real elaborate thing I'm not going to go into.
但很详细的我不会进这个详细的给大家介绍这个比喻。
Picture this though, you have an island surrounded by a body of water.
你就想象一下，你在这个海岛上，周围全部都是海水。
The land represents the physical world.
这个土地呢，就是代表我们这个啊自然，就是我们可以接触的这个自然界。
And the water represents the spiritual world.
这个水呢，就象征着这个啊属灵的这个灵世界。
And on this ocean, there's several boats.
在这个岛边呢，这个船这个海边呢，有好多条船。
Each one representing a different religion.
每一条船代表不同的宗教。
They're all trying to navigate these spiritual waters.
他们都想在这个啊属灵的这个世界里面呢，这个来航海。
And we live in a society that teaches that heaven is somewhere further out in the water.
但是我们知道呢，这个天国呢，就是在离这个海边、这个海上很远的地方。
So it doesn't matter what boat you're in.
但是不管你什么船，你不管你坐什么船。
The Bible teaches something different.
啊，圣经告诉我们不一样。
The Bible teaches that heaven's up in the sky.
圣经告诉我们，这个天堂是天国是在空中，在远处。
And so your boat has to be able to fly.
你这个船必须能飞得起来，才能到那里。
So you need a special boat and a very powerful captain.
你必须有一条非常特别的船，而且呢，有这个船长是非常有能力的。
To take that boat home.
才能把这个船飞上去。
So to become a Christian is to join Jesus's boat.
成为基督徒就是走到上这个耶稣基督的这个船。
Is to recognize that he's the captain that's going to take us home.
而且他是我们的船长。
The maturing part, I do want to read Matthew 14.
我们来看一下马太福音。
This is Jesus walking on water and Peter coming out to him. So in Matthew 14, this is verses 25 through 29. It says,
14章25节到29节。
I'm going to read all four and then. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and they cried out in fear.But Jesus immediately said to them, Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come out to come to you on the water. Come, he said. And then Peter got down out of the boat, and he walked on water, and he came towards Jesus.
马太福音14章25节，夜里四更天，耶稣在海上走，往门徒那里去。门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪。便害怕喊叫起来，耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。
So as Christians, sometimes the boat, which is the church or the body of Christ,
作为基督徒的话呢，这个船呢，就是我们教会 是耶稣基督的身体
becomes our comfort zone
啊，成为了我们感觉舒服的地方。
And so sometimes Christ goes out on the water
啊，有时候耶稣基督在水上行走
and tells us to follow
让我们也到水上去行走。
This represents doing those crazy things in life that we have no power to do.
这代表什么呢？代表我们啊，走出我们的舒服的境界，做做一些这个我们觉得不可能的事情。
That can only bring him glory.
啊，但是可以带来给主带来无限的荣耀。
The biggest difference between and we use the terms like the boat rider and the water walker.
啊，这个我们就讲到是这个坐船的或者是在水上行走的。
The biggest difference between the two.
在这个两个之间的区别呢？
The boat rider, the young Christian, the immature Christian,
就不成熟的基督徒
invites Christ into their plans.
啊，邀请耶稣基督到他们当中。
The disciple, the mature Christian,
这个门徒，这个成熟的基督徒呢
fits themselves into his plans.
啊，把我们自己放到耶稣基督的计划里面去。
And that's where the true magic of faith lies.
这就是真正的这个啊，这个啊，信仰所在。
So now you guys have this basic idea, these three analogies that we use.
啊，你们现在基本上知道这三个基本的这个啊比喻我们讲的。
And I want to show you where your youth group is at.
那我要告诉你们，我们这个青少年现在在哪里。
So I say to the youth.
啊，我们跟对青少年讲。
For those of you who have stepped on the bridge.
的，你们已经上了桥的。
Joined the boat.
啊，已经上了船的。
And invited Jesus into your car.
邀请了耶稣基督到你的车上的。
I want you to stand.
请你站起来。
Stand up. Guys, this should bring you to tears.
啊，我真的觉得看到这个我就想流泪。
They recognize the truth of who Jesus is.
他们认识到耶稣基督是真理。
And that should just bring you some major joy in your heart.
啊，这个真的给我带来无限的喜乐。
Okay, you guys can be seated.
你们可以坐下。
And this is where the fun stuff is. For those of you who are wanting to walk further up that bridge,
啊，如果啊，你们当中想在桥上走得更远，
you want Jesus to come to the front seat, maybe even drive.
你让耶稣基督到前座来，甚至让他来开你的车。
And you want to do some water walking.
你也想在水面上走到耶稣基督那里去。
Stand up.
请你站起来。
You guys be seated.
请坐。
This should convict you.
啊，这个就让你幸福。
The age that they're at is where the most distractions come in.
他们这个年龄是有很多分心的事情。
And they want, instead of most teens want to minimize their relationship with God.
啊，很多这个青少年呢，他们根本不想跟神发生关系。
Because they want to make their own rules.
他们要按照自己的这个心意来做。
These guys want to maximize their relationship with God.
他们要啊，这个把跟神的关系到最大的限度。
The only way they can do that.
啊，他唯一他们可以做的呢
，is if you guys lead them.
如果你带领他们。
You need to be three steps ahead of them.
你必须在他们前走多三步。
So I want to convict you guys right now to ask yourself where you're at.
我想信服你，你自己在哪个位置，在属灵的位置。
Have you not joined the boat yet?
你加入了耶稣基督的船吗
？Embrace the truth of the Bible.
你有没有真正的相信圣经里面讲的真理
？Trust in Jesus.
相信耶稣基督。
And get in his boat.
上耶稣基督的船。
And if you're already in there and you've become content there.
啊，你如果已经在那里，你也已经变得很满足了。
Let the Holy Spirit stir you up this morning.
让圣灵来今天早上来感动你。
To go do some water walking for him.
能不能走出你舒服的区域来走到水面上来
？There's some major sacrifices in this.
有很多牺牲需要做。
But this is where you truly show that you want to glorify him.
但是这才是你真正的来显示你要来荣耀神的地方。
I really think that
我真是觉得
I'm just going to read this.
啊，我来读这一段经文。
The families that are making this journey together.
这个家庭。你如果整个家，你一家在一起走这个旅行行程的话
，will be the pillars of this church，
将会成为这个教会的支柱。
They will be heaped with rewards on Judgment Day。
啊，我们在耶稣基督再来的时候，我们在会得到很多属天的奖赏。
And most importantly，
啊，更重要的是
，they will be the ones bringing the biggest smile to our Lord Jesus's face。
啊，这样的家庭会带到耶稣基督面前，会带到很多笑容。
So what I want to leave you with is this.
我最后想跟大家分享的是
Sometime later today,
今天, 晚一点的时候,
or over the holiday break,
或者是, 这个圣诞节的期间,
you men,
你们,
should be sitting your families down,
你应该让全家坐下来,
and talking about the spiritual journey that your family is going to take together.
跟你的孩子讨论一下, 跟他们一起行走的这个属灵的这个行程。
If you've got youth, you can get into details.
如果你有这个青少年在你的家里面的话, 你可以得到很多仔细具体的东西。
If you've got little ones, you can be a little bit more general.
如果是小小孩的话, 可以, 大体上的讲一讲。
But you should be leading your family out onto the waters.
你必须带领你这个家庭在水面上行走。
And remember this.
记得这些。
You cannot force your children and your family out onto the waters.
你不可能强迫你的家庭或者你的孩子到水面上行走，走到耶稣基督那里去。
You can only inspire them.
你只能鼓励他们来激励他们来这样做。
So get out there.
所以走来走出去。
Be scared, it's okay.
怕没关系。
And show the rest of your family to do the same.
让你们的全家一起来这样。
And I'm going to pray for you guys now.
好，我们为你们一起来祷告。
Father, for 2 years now,
主啊, 这个过去两年,
I felt your presence in this church.
我感到主你就在我们当中。
We have a godly pastor.
我们有属灵的这个牧师。
And we have godly people.
我们有属灵的人。
But we can always go further.
但是我们应该走得更远。
And so I pray that you use the families.
我来祷告, 让我们来求你来使用我们这些家庭。
To become the glue and pillars of this church.
成为这些, 教会的这些粘胶, 把大家粘在一起。
That the husbands and fathers.
让这个, 父亲, 让这个, 丈夫,
jump out of your boat.
离开你的这个船,
to walk on water.
在水面上行走,
when you call them there.
当你教他们过来的时候, 他们就在水面上, 到往你那里行走。
I pray that the rest of the family.
我也来为, 剩下的这个其他的家庭来祷告。
Can see this and just be enthralled.
看到这个, 父亲, 看到这个丈夫这样做的时候, 就会真是为你, 高兴, 为你, 荣耀你。
I pray that the scriptures of your Bible,
我祷告就是你的圣经,
become a reality in this church.
成为我们教会的现实。
I pray that Malachi 4:2 is seen every day here.
我们, 也让马拉基书的这个, 上面讲的, 成为我们每天的生活。
But for you who revere my name,
但是你, 你为我们, 显示了你的名字,
the Son of Righteousness will rise.
这个, 这个耶稣基督, 这个就会上来, 就会在我们当中彰显,
with healing in its wings,
来医治,
and you may leap,
你可以跳跃,
like calves released from the stall.
就像这个, 牛群从这个, 从这个牛圈, 羊圈里面, 从这个圈里面跳出来一样。
May John 10:10 become a reality for us.
也让这个约翰, 约翰福音第十章, 第十节也成为这个现实。
That we may have not only eternal life,
我们不但有永生,
but abundant life.
而且有丰盛的生命。
And may Isaiah 40:31 become a reality.
让以赛亚书这个41章也成为现实。
That those who place their hope in you,
我们有把我们的希望放在你当中的,
will be renewed,
将会更新,
and strengthened,
将会增添力量,
and they will soar on wings like eagles,
就像这个, 就像展翅高飞一样。
I love this church, Father,
主啊, 我真是爱这个教会,
and I ask you to convict me,
我求你来信服我,
to continue praying for this church,
来继续为这个教会祷告,
as I head down to Lynchburg.
当我在Lynchburg的话, 我继续为这个教会守望祷告。
I guess three things I ask last, Lord.
最后主啊, 我来求你三件事情。
Number three is that each of us,
我们每一位,
may have more hope in you.
都有在你里面有希望。
Number two,
第二是,
is that we may serve and impact others in this community.
我们, 做你的光, 做你的盐, 在社区里面, 为你做工。
And number one is that you are glorified.
第一, 最后的, 就是你的名得到荣耀。
That you are proud to be a part of this church.
你是在我们当中。
God, we say with all of our love,
主啊, 我们为, 我们用我们所有的爱来祷告。
We love you.
我们爱你。
In your son's name we pray this.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
谢谢。Thank you. Thank you.